One of the great whimsical joys in life is playing with words in light verse and limericks. Birds, which can be ethereally lovely, are also imbued with so many quirky, comical qualities that they've inspired some of the most enjoyable verses. One of the early writers of light verse about birds was Edward Lear, whose poems are standard fare in many books for children as well as adults. He's the one who wrote The Owl and the Pussycat, and also in 1846, "There was an old man with a beard who said, 'It is just as I feared. Two owls and a hen, four larks and a wren have all built their nests in my beard.'" A famous limerick about the pelican is often erroneously attributed to Edward Lear or to a more modern poet, Ogden Nash, but The Pelican was actually written in 1910 by Dixon Lanier Merritt. "A wonderful bird is the pelican, his bill will hold more than his belly can. He can take in his beak food enough for a week, but I'm damned if I see how the hell he can." Ogden Nash, one of my all-time favorites, wrote a lot of verse about birds in the 1930s and 40s. One of his earliest is The Phoenix. "Deep in the study of eugenics, we find that fabled fowl, the phoenix, the wisest bird as ever was, rejecting other ma's and pa's. It lays one egg, not 10 or 12, and when it's hatched, out pops itself." One of Nash's most famous bird poems is The Duck. "Behold the duck, it does not cluck, a cluck it lacks, it quacks. It is specially fond of a puddle or pond, when it dines or sups, it bottoms ups." Nash also wrote The Turkey. "There is nothing more perky than a masculine turkey. When he struts with no ifs or buts. When his face is apoplectic, his harem grows hectic. And when he gobbles, their universe wobbles." Nash also wrote The Canary. "The song of canaries never varies, and when they're molting, they're pretty revolting." And he also wrote The Gander. "Be careful not to cross the gander, a bird composed of beak and dander. His heart is filled with prideful hate of all the world except his mate. And if the neighbors do not err, he's overfond of beating her. Is she happy? What's the use of trying to psychoanalyze a goose?" Even though my big brother is a hunter, he too gets a kick out of Nash's The Hunter. "The hunter crouches in his blind, 'neath camouflage of every kind, and conjures up a quacking noise to lend a lure to his decoys. This grown-up man with pluck and luck is hoping to outwit a duck." These silly poems are all over a half century old, but light verse about birds is hardly a dying art. My favorite place to read fun poems now is through the internet news magazine Salon.com's discussion site called Table Talk. One of the talented poets there, Nicholas Mitchell, posted a really cool one a week or so ago. It goes, "I was walking by the seashore in a pesky, somber mood when I chanced upon a peacock that was swimming in the nude. Its plumage had been laid out like a fan upon the sand, while the peacock's head was bobbing several meters from the land. I was tempted from my dolor to adorn myself with feathers. Not a theft, I thought, a trade, for I left the bird my leathers. The brilliant green did suit me and compliment my eyes, and I'm certain that the peacock was favorably surprised." That was Nicholas Mitchell, and I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.